Farmers still hoping for a farm bill. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The top agricultural person in the Obama cabinet continues to talk about the need for passage of the long-awaited farm bill. Tom Stever has that story.
U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told American Farm Bureau members Monday that no one better recognizes the need for farm legislation than the farmers who've benefited from trade promotion.
They understand that for every dollar we invest in that trade promotion, we get $35 of trade activity. They understand why we need a farm bill. They understand why we need those portions of the farm bill that allow us to expand market opportunities, not just internationally, but domestically.
During a news conference following his address, Vilsack told reporters that progress shown by the Farm Bill Conference Committee has caused him to think about options other than reverting to 1949 farm legislation.
I ask our team to sort of move away from thinking about permanent law to thinking about how would we implement a new law. That's a much more pleasant task.
To conclude his speech, Secretary Vilsack told American Farm Bureau members that their productivity has provided people in the country the freedom to enter other occupations that don't involve raising food.
And every farmer in this country should be valued, appreciated, and thanked because we in this country have been extraordinarily blessed by you.
At the AFBF Annual Convention in San Antonio, I'm Tom Stever.
American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman, like a lot of farmers remain, is optimistic that Congress can work something out soon on the farm bill.
You know, we're over 2 years overdue trying to get a farm bill in place. I'm optimistic we're getting closer on that one, though. I'm hoping that by the end of January we have a farm bill done, and I think that's possible. I think the conference committee is getting down to the final tough decisions.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.